Back in 2006, Rolling Stone called the Whigs, that's Whigs spelled with a W-H, as in the old-time political party, Rolling Stone called the Whigs one of America's best unsigned bands, which meant they didn't stay unsigned for long. Their new album is called Mission Control. It's on Dave Matthews' ATO label, and judging from the gig list on their MySpace site, the Whigs are probably about to play your town. You've been to like 5 million places, or you're going about?
Yeah. We'll see you soon.
All right. They came through New York to play the Letterman Show, and today we're happy to have them in our studios. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You want to introduce yourselves and the instruments you play?
Yeah. My name is Julian, and I'm the drummer.
Excellent.
Today you're the Moroccan.
Today I'm the tambourinist.
Yes, it's unplugged action.
Yeah.
And I'm Parker, and I play guitar and sing.
All right. You're being hailed as kind of a return of the all-American capital R, two fingers in the air, rock. Is that really who you are? Did you set out to do it that way?
I don't think we set out to do that, but I like that stuff. So,
yes.
You know, if people are into that and want to associate that with us, then I'm definitely cool with that, for sure.
All right, you're going to play a couple of songs off the new record today. What are we doing first?
Yeah, we're going to do Like a Vibration and Hotbed.
All right, let's do Like a Vibration.
Okay, great. You ready, Julian?
Yeah.
Like a vibration, my reputation is hanging around my neck. It's hanging out in bars. But my perception is my Confederate coin. It won't do me no good. Below us, they don't ever know us. Could we just have some fun? Could we just make some love? Like a vibration. Like a vibration. Like a vibration. Oh, no, 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 no. So what you need now? On us, I'm dancing on your front porch. You're dancing in my back lawn. Like a vibration. Like a vibration. Like a vibration.
That was the Whigs with their song Like a Vibration. It's a strange situation, right, playing like just the two of you for me. this is not typically your modus operandi, as I understand
no.
it. This is you're known for pretty loud, raucous shows, which I'm glad that you didn't bring into our studio because I forgot my earplugs. But what is a live show like?
Live show's really loud. Julian plays loud on the drums, so the guitars and the bass and stuff kind of has to compete with that, so it just kind of raises the overall volume. But usually you know, if we're going to play like this, it's pretty soft, but we're trying to rock a little bit more when it's just tambourine and acoustic, which probably didn't really happen there, but you know.
Yeah, but there's no wattage behind it. You got to just use your guts, man.
Yeah.
All right, you played Letterman the other night, and Parker, I read that you have a collection of VHS tapes that you made as a youngin' of bands performing on late night shows.
Yeah.
So first of all, I have to ask, what is the jewel in your collection? Like, what is it? What is the band that you can't believe that you have?
There are so many different jewels, just depending on how you want to look at it. But I got them from all sorts of shows, from like Rosie O'Donnell to, you know, Saturday Night Live to just anybody playing on TV. But
all right, so which of the acts on those tapes did you model your Letterman performance after?
Oh, wow.
Probably Lisa Loeb on Saturday Night Live.
That's
actually an amazing performance.
We probably watched that performance more than all the other ones you have. And
why? What about that?
I don't know.
Captures the imagination.
Well, that drummer is amazing in that performance.
Yeah, the drummer is amazing.
He has a lot of attitude.
Really? Lisa Loeb's drummer?
A lot of sass, kind of. I can't explain it. You got to see it.
All right. Amazing.
That's what I modeled myself after.
I will.
Beck with the Flaming Lips on Conan O'Brien
is a really great
one.
Yeah, with Ted Danson sitting on the ground during the performance is amazing.
He's sitting on a blanket with Wayne Coyne. It's pretty amazing.
Ted Danson and Wayne Coyne?
Yeah, he was the guest on the show that night.
All right, let's do another song here. What's second on the list?
This song's called Hotbed. You ready, Julian?
Yes.
Okay.
Standing at the door, there's a man to me. Shaking on my hand as he starts to speak. And he just might be afraid. He just might be afraid. I don't wanna hear what he's gonna say. Oh, oh.
Playing the song title again?
Hotbed.
Hotbed. Here on the Bryant Park Project. I wanted to ask you about your name, the Wigs. I love the story of how you guys came up with your name. Can you please regale us with it once?
I hope we're talking about the same story.
Anyone will do.
Yeah.
Create your own myth, man.
We unfortunately don't really have any good story. We just booked our first show, called down to the bar, and didn't have a band name for the man on the other end of the phone, and he said that probably would help us with getting people to the show or with them labeling and putting up concert posters. So he just told us to call him back and let him know what our band name was. So we just sat there in the parking lot and tried to figure it out. And someone said the Wigs, and we put in the H and thought that made it a little bit more interesting. And we just kind of thought that it didn't really connotate any particular sound. It was just sort of a neutral name.
Yes.
And hopefully what the band sounds like will just kind of be what you associate with the Wigs.
So you came up with it in like a half an hour. What were some of the band names you rejected?
Oh, my gosh. They were terrible. We couldn't help but think of band names that are always really silly or funny, you know?
Yeah.
Or Nintendo games.
Yeah, they're always old Nintendo games like
Marble Madness.
Like Double Dribble and stuff like that. It was a great basketball game.
I remember Orange was a band name because you and Hank both had red hair.
Oh, wow. That sounds terrible.
It would also keep you from using it in any rhymes because nothing rhymes.
Right, right. Right.
This is great. All right, you've gone relatively quickly from playing beer joints to at least occasionally big festivals like Bonnaroo, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What was the point where you sort of gauged how your popularity was going and realized, hey, like this could actually be my life?
There was never one thing that sort of said, well, now we'll take this seriously. You know, I think we did start the band in college, so you have other things going on, but we always, you know, within the band, you know, thought, well, let's do this. Let's put a lot of time into this and let's take it seriously and see what happens. So, you know, I think if things got worse and worse and worse, maybe you would take it less seriously, but I think we always, you know, there wasn't like one turning moment, you know.
Not like a show or something where you realized, hey, there are people throwing their clothes at me. I'm going to be around.
That's pretty much every show.
Every show. The first one.
This is how I imagine it.
Letterman last night was like that. It was just kind of.
They edited out all the underwear.
Yeah.
And that stuff.
They edited out all the underwear. And with that, we are almost ready to say adieu to the Wigs. Why don't you give us one more song before you go?
Cool. This song, we're kind of unrehearsed on. This is a cover song by a band from New Amsterdam called the Bingo Trappers. You ready?
Yep.
Well, I worked all night and quiet because I'm staring at the street. You save your words for a world that waits. Stories, value, formed who I am, the plan that's still unknown. If I could find some words to call your own. But I'm not allowed to ask, I'm not allowed to answer, I'll make it up myself, that's what I'll do. I'm not allowed to ask, I'm not allowed to answer, I'll make it up myself, I'll make it up for you. Looking outside, I see the world, and there's no need to mesh. A number of explorers won't make you real. But I'm not like this, like some true believer, living in the center of hell. I'm floating somewhere else, and I'm doing well. But I'm not allowed to ask, I'm not allowed to answer, I'll make it up myself, that's what I'll do. I'm not allowed to ask, I'm not allowed to answer, I'll make it up myself, I'll make it up for you. I'm God's biographer, I'm God's biographer, I'm God's biographer. I'm God's biographer.
The Wigs, thank you very much, guys, for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Somebody was working a tambourine overtime.
Coming up, a filmmaker is granted a wish by the... Oh,
the TED Conference.
Yes.
TED. We'll explain it to you.
The magic of TED.
Oh, it is a little bit magical. We're live from Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.